Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here, along with Wayne Cotto today. And we're having a great time talking to Captain Ali Arhajanavi from the Polaris Supreme. Having a great time talking fishing here, bluefin. And he's going fishing on Friday. And if you want to go with him, spots available, right? And really fantastic. And giving away a fantastic prize today, right, Wayne?
Yeah, we're going to give away a $250 gift card on the Polaris Supreme. Thanks from Ali R and C4 Sport Fishing, plus two tickets to the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show in San Diego, the Del Mar Show, coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, March 19th through the 22nd. At the
you
Del
don't
Mar
think that we got people listening from all over? This is a text message answering that question about salmon. Andy up in Fish Emeryville just wrote back and said, hey, preliminary structure gives San Francisco 4 to 6 weeks of summer and 2 to 4 weeks of fall ocean fishing.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
So there's your
Andy's such a great guy. FishEmeryville.com, right?
Right.
And we had him on the show a few weeks ago. They fish all kinds of stuff up there. Salmon, halibut, striper, all that. But he sent me a text last week. They caught a bluefin tuna off of Monterey.
Yeah.
How about that, huh? So they're around.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're around. And maybe they'll have a blue. Maybe Andy will be fishing bluefin.
Yeah.
And great news. And thank you, Andy, for texting us that update.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
We're going to have to definitely have him be more of a part of the show here for sure.
Yeah. So we got a text from JJ and OB saying, hey, good morning, everybody. What a great show. Captain Allaire is one of the greatest captains and fish finders out there. Question is for the captain, with all the time you've had on the water, what's the most wildest, crazy thing you've ever seen?
Good question.
Wildest thing.
Yeah, I can't think of anything, but I like when we see orcas. You know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We saw a couple on our 5-day trip in December, so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Getting to see them.
Yeah. People that don't fish or don't get on the water don't understand what we get to see every day. And I never take it for granted anymore, being out there seeing the dolphins, the whales, the turtles, the mola. It doesn't matter. A flying fish. I still get in average watching those things just going through the water. Watching boils of fish. I just want to sit there and watch it. When we go out trips like down to Cedros and you've got the calicles boiling on the bait, right? It's just so much fun to watch.
Yeah. And that's the thing about a trip out on the ocean, especially a long range trip where you have a few days to do it, is there's so much to see.
Yeah.
There's so much to do other than fishing, just watching. Just seeing.
And learning, even if you're a private boat guy, getting on a public boat and watching what the guys do, how they use their electronics, how they glass, how they're looking. What are the signs that you're looking for on the water, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a private boat, you're not as high, so you can't get the distance. So you really have to be better at being able to see the signs from a private boat, I believe.
Yeah.
You know? Like when you're in your binos and you're looking distance and you're looking for a school, what are you looking for?
Anything that is not normal, you know, anything that stands out, you're looking for.
So, Ali, yesterday we had Dave from Shimano on the show, and we were talking about their new Ledge Runner trolling lures. Do you see trolling lures effective for bluefin? I mean, did you catch bluefin trolling around on the long range boats, or is that more of a private boat thing?
No, we don't troll like we can't go 18 knots or whatever they use the Mad Max for, but we troll those halcos.
Yeah.
We 100% catch fish on them.
Yeah.
Those, the pencil halcos, I don't know what they're called.
The 160 or the 200?
Yeah.
I don't even know. It's just one, I think it's like that big.
So,
yeah.
So trolling does work.
Yeah, it's not the Wahoo one, not the DTX.
Okay.
It's a way thinner one.
Yeah.
So they call it the MVP.
Yeah. Of course, for Wahoo, trolling is,
oh, 100%.
That's how you find them.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, no, sonar too.
Sonar?
Oh, yeah, you see them on sonar.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Can you tell a Wahoo from a
100%.
Tuna? No kidding.
100%.
And you were talking about finding a lot of Wahoo on kelps this year.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't get to do as much as some of these other guys, but we had some good kelps, yeah.
Yeah. When you row up on a kelp that has fish, can you see it on the side?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and you can tell what kind of fish they are?
Yeah, yeah, most of the time. Especially, and when you're fishing wahoo, I'll see a ball and we just stop. I don't wait to get a strike.
Just
we start
stop.
Catching them.
So
yeah.
There's fish here.
Yeah, until you beat them up and they get over it. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That must be pretty exciting, though.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah.
Fast-paced.
Daniel in Santa Barbara asks, good morning, gents. Great show, as always. I read that a nice bluefin was caught in Monterey yesterday. And question for Aliar, would you expect the fish to be out on the Cortez early this year as well? And he also wants to know your preference to braid to fluorocarbon connection.
I've never fished the Cortez or Tanner that far west this time of the year. I've never done
it. It's more of a fall, it's a summer fall thing.
I wouldn't be surprised. There could definitely be fish out there. Last April, we got on fish at the Butterfly, which isn't too far from Cortez. You know,
wow.
We fished in May, like just east of Cortez, maybe 15, 20 miles. So there definitely could be fish out there. I've just never gone this time of the year out there. And then the connection, the loop-to-loop is a good one because you don't have a knot, but if you try to tie a knot, it's going to be big. But on all our rental gear that we give out, we just have a swivel. You know, we do like your Spectra to one end of the swivel and then your leaders on the other end.
Okay.
We just make a bunch of leaders and they're ready to go.
And so it's short enough that
yeah,
it's out
like,
of the guy.
It's like two or three feet. We don't fish very much, no.
You
two or three feet and we crimp the lure on so you don't have a big knot. But some of my crew members are really into it. They do the chain knot. It's a big old knot for their lure. Yeah,
uh-huh.
They get all creative.
Yeah.
But that leader that I just said with the swivel and the crimped lure is...
It's just a barrel swivel?
Just a barrel swivel, hook? Yeah.
Does the swivel help keep the fish on the line, too? I mean,
I think they just do it just because it's not a big knot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It would be a really big knot, you know?
So crimp to the
lure.
Swivel, crimp to the lure,
yeah.
And then tie to the
Spectra. We just had
right
a Spectra. Yeah.
Spectra.
That's what we've done it like that for 5 years, you know, 5 or 6 years now.
And it's effective.
And you're using a big enough swivel that it doesn't go through the top guide?
No, we don't use, I mean, I guess you could go through the top guide, but you're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because if you're going to tie a loop-to-loop connection, you'd have to tie a bimini twist or something, which is time-consuming, and then do a loop-to-loop. Wind on type leader, and you don't want. Do you want like a 20 or 10 foot leader?
I mean, I'm sure there's people that like that. I've never done that before, but I'm sure you could do that if you wanted to. I mean, I've just never done it to experience it. You know what I mean? Some people like the wind ons, but me personally, we just tie it. You know, I just tie the swivel.
So you were mentioning that for the bigger 250 to 300 gram mm-hmm. lures. You were using 200 pounds
carbon. Yeah.
For the smaller 180s, you're using 100 pounds.
100 pound or 130, but I would use 100 pound.
Why not use 200 pound on all of it?
I think it's just a little bit more finesse. You know, that's a finesse rod. That rod is mostly for smaller fish.
Okay.
You'll see a good school of small fish. You'll drive over the top of them. They're like 15 to 30. They're shallow. They get excited. They come up to 10 fathoms, so it's just a much better... Same thing. We're not trying to blow past the fish.
Okay.
That's what we're not trying to do. We don't want to do that.
So the bigger fish are, generally speaking, a little...
Yeah, 250 gram, 300 grams really good for us. I've never used like a 350 gram tungsten, so I don't know. Maybe that'll be the good lure. I'm just going by last year and the year before, you know.
Sure.
Fish are definitely getting finickier. Where, you know, 5 years ago, if I saw a good school of fish, most of the time we were going to have a very, very good stop. Now we see a good school of fish, we catch like... 5 or 10 fish off it, move on, try again. So
is that boat pressure?
I think they're just weird fish.
Yeah.
You know,
they're just bluefin.
Yeah, like I don't really, I mean, maybe it could be boat pressure, but you'll go down south and fish them where there's only 2 or 3 long range boats and they act the same way. So I don't, you know, who knows, you know?
Interesting.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So here's a good one. So Bob from Point Loma goes, good morning, Aliar. Wealth of information. I've been reluctant to get into the bluefin fishing because I enjoy sleeping at night. My question for Aliar is, do you get into a daytime plugger bites or is it mostly at nighttime fishery?
So I like sleeping at night too, but unfortunately I can't control what the fish want to do. So that's why we fish at nighttime, right? Mm-hmm. So I get it. I understand, but you should try it. It's super fun. We love daytime fishing too. It's super fun. We get stops where we scratch away in the daytime. Sometimes we'll have good stops. But the last 2 years, it's been really hard to catch a bluefin in the daytime in the spring. It's been super, super hard. You'll see big, big schools all day. Very hard to get a bite. You might scratch a few fish on the kite, but it's hard.
The
hopefully that changes.
As the year goes on?
Yeah, I mean, in the fall, you start getting fish on the banks. You know, they're smaller fish. They're easier to catch. But if you want to catch a bluefin in the daytime, a nicer fish, that December fishing, November, January down the beach. In the daytime, they act a little different down there, you know, in Mexico. Yeah, we have really good fishing where we're catching 40 to 50-pound yellowfin, and we're catching 100-pound bluefin, you know, fly line. And some of those long-range guys in February, January this year had amazing fishing, you know, 40, 50 fish days
wow.
of 100 to 150-pound fish in the daytime.
Wow.
So that'll be the time to do that.
If you're on a good soak, do you guys put out the flat, the
kite?
Yeah.
Yeah, we put it out all the time. So they're weird fish. Sometimes you're like, oh, we're gonna hook one right away on the kite. You put it out, you catch, you know what I mean? They're just swimming. I watch them on the sonar swim right under the bait, and they'll just roll a little bit and keep going.
You guys putting out flyers? You putting out double trouble?
Everything. Everything.
You ever see the squid get better than the flyer on that?
We see it all, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah. I've never really fished a squid for bluefin on the kite, but I'm sure you could catch them on it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could.
Could.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. This year, warmer water
mm-hmm.
could be totally different.
Yeah, who
there
knows?
Could be some yellowfin coming early.
Yeah.
Better yellowtail fishing.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the bluefin will act differently. Maybe they'll bite during the day.
Yeah, who knows?
Is the bluefin fishery daytime
mm-hmm.
a water temperature thing, or do you think it's just the way they act?
No, I just think it's the way they – I mean, four years ago we had good fishing in the springtime. The first year I had the boat, we were catching good fish in the daytime, you know. So, I don't know. They're just weird. I just do whatever they want me to do.
Every
they're
going to bite at night. Every year is different.
Yeah, if they want to bite at night, I'll fish them at night. If they want to – whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Just be ready for all scenarios.
Yeah, I would. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about Friday's trip again. Again, Player Supreme is going to be doing a 3-day trip on Friday, leaving at 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
Nice and early.
Yep. 7 a.m.
Yeah, and light load.
Super light load. We got 12 people. We're a definite go. So if you want to go, I'd give Lindsay a call, or you can just go on playerspring.com. You can book online.
Right online.
Yeah. Yeah. And
like I say, weather looks good right now. The weather looks
pretty
good
yesterday. And with this trip, keep in mind, like, come on the boat with a good positive attitude. We don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You know, we just go out there. We try
our very
best.
We're just going fishing.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the way you got to look at it. You're going to eat some good food. You're going to be comfortable. You can take a hot shower, relax, you know, have some snacks, have fun with the crew, and just hopefully we're going to go look, try really hard, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Very good chance at kelp out of yellow, too, I would think.
Yeah,
because, I mean, there's yellow around.
Yeah.
And plenty of them mm-hmm. around. So good chance of that.
Yeah.
And a very good chance at bluefin, too.
Yeah, I hope so. That's why we put the trip up. So we'll see. Fingers crossed.
How far down do you see starting?
You know, early in the year, you just don't know, so we kind of start glassing right up when we get outside South Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just start yeah.
I mean, yeah. what's your 3-day trip, how far will you go?
Oh, you can fish 250 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
All the way near Cedros.
Yeah, we were bombing down there in November on 3-day trips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's the good thing about a big boat like that is we're never worried about fuel. We're never worried about fish. If we can run somewhere and have one good day of fishing, we just go. We don't worry about fuel, you know.
But that's a hike down that far.
Yeah, we have a
wow.
You know, you go down and you catch 200 or 300 fish, it's worth
yeah,
it. Yeah, you know?
I get it. So we got some Mark in Buena Park. He's asking, is there a place on the boat where the guys with the overhead cast can stay away from the guys with the bait fishing?
We just try to tell them to go to the bow, like if we're fishing yellowtail or something, yeah. Guys with the jigs go to the bow and just always look behind you. Even the bait guys look behind you when you're casting.
Yeah. So with that in mind,
mm-hmm.
You just have to watch what you're doing, right? Just
yeah, look always look behind you. Yeah, yep. always look behind you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's key.
Mm-hmm.
Player Supreme being schedule wise, 3-day, 2-day, 3-day trips, and then summer trips. Are you just pretty much strictly 2-3?
There's some 5 days too.
There are some 5 days.
Yeah, I think there's a few fours, a few fives, and then September we start doing our 8-day trips. And we got some more 5-day trips, and then pretty much, I'd say, yeah, after Thanksgiving, it's 5 to 10-day trips, longer trips.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, want to mention that the 27th annual, hard to believe, San Diego Anglers Open Bay Bass Tournament is coming back, and you can sign up at iAnglerTournaments.com. They have a boat division as well as a kayak division. First place, sponsored by Fisherman's Landing is $1,500. They have a $750 first place for kayak division too. And, the boat division entry is $200, kayak division is $100, and they're going to be doing it right there at the Shelter Island launch ramp at the Outboard Boating Club. They're going to have a big barbecue award ceremony following the event. So that's, again, April 25th. It's the weekend after Day at the Docks, the San Diego Open Bay Bass Tournament. So check out that tournament, and you can email them if you want at sdatournaments@gmail.com. That's going to be a fun tournament.
April's going to be very busy because you not only have Day at the Dock on April 19th, but you've got Southwest and Bottom Fishing Tournament on April 18th.
Southwest and Bottom is furnished on April 18th.
All benefiting Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea.
Well, that's the thing. That's the Southwest and the Yacht Club Bay Bass Tournament. 100% of the proceeds go to Captain Rollo Kids at Sea.
Yeah, Bottom Fishing Tournament.
Taking kids fishing.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah, hey, we got another one from Steve from Monrovia here. Great show today with the captain. Hundreds of texts coming in, all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
You're such a fishy captain, and you the boat, and nothing but praise. He was on one of your 10-day trips last year, leaving after Thanksgiving. We had a fantastic trip. Just wondered if you had a preference between long-range fishing or the 2 to 3 day trips, which you are known for.
I like the long trips. It's nice to get a break and go down there, get to sleep at night, travel. So I definitely like it. Like on those trips, I'll get to eat a meal, eat dinner, take a shower. But for me, I really like the bluefin fishing, so I'd say my favorite would be the 3 day trips, but I definitely love the long range too.
Yeah. You're not running every trip.
No.
You're running most trips though.
Yeah, especially the first 4 years I ran the boat a lot, and then we had Tanner was running the boat with me. He left, he got a land job, you know, he wanted to be at home at night. And then last year I had Whitey from the Pegasus helping me out.
Oh, okay.
He's a very good fisherman, good with the boat. He's just a wealth of knowledge too.
And who's helping you out today?
At the booth?
Whitey's
gonna come back this year, so he'll be there. Yep. Yeah, he's good. He's really good.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of experience. You know, he had the Pegasus for a long time, so
for sure.
Lucky to have him.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. This is from Ron, and he says, morning, gents. Aliar is always a great fishing with you, and love how enthusiastic you are. You can be at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's a good one. 3 a.m. Getting anglers fired up for the next stop, for sure. My question is, what is your personal favorite fish to catch if you're not running the boat?
Probably just fly fishing for trout. I'm not very good at it, but it's just nice to get away from.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's quiet, you know, and I have a sonar banging in my ears, so
yeah,
it's a nice change.
It's a different world.
Yeah, it's a nice change.
Yeah. What's your best trout?
Not very big, like 15 pounds.
And where do you like to go fishing for trout?
If I can.
You said 15 pounds?
Yeah.
That's a big trout.
Yeah, it's at Pyramid, though.
At Pyramid. So, yeah. That's still a big trout,
yeah,
even at
fun.
Pyramid, though.
I like to go there when I can. It's just nice to see a different scenery.
Yeah, it's a different world.
Yeah, it's just cool. It's a
nice
experience.
You going to go this year?
No, I haven't got to go the last 2 years, but I'm hoping next year.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Too much maintenance.
Yeah, you've been putting a lot into the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The boat is amazing. I mean, you and Frank, I have just made that boat the Supreme. I mean, it is the Polaris Supreme.
Yeah, now. Frank gets a lot of credit for that, too. You know, he's a really good partner to have. He knows what it takes to, you know, he knows exactly what it takes to have the boat look good, and he never tells me no if I want to do something. He always works with me, so I couldn't ask for a better partner.
He's,
you know,
been doing it a while.
Oh, long time.
He'll keep you out of trouble when you have too many ideas.
Yeah, he's a very good man.
And he has all the contacts.
Yeah, for sure.
All the contacts.
Definitely.
So
lots of
we things. Still have a lot of great texts coming in.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
there's
still
issues with the phones. Yep. We're hoping that we can get them corrected by the end of the show, but it's not looking good. But we'll see. But still, way to go is just $250 on the Polaris Supreme and a pair of tickets to the PCS show in Del Mar coming up the 19th to the 22nd. Are you going to, depending on the boat, you might be at the show, but Seaforth will have a booth at,
I think so,
at
right?
the PCS
yeah,
Del Mar
I think
show.
So.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
And the guys will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
So we have another text from Mike in San Diego, San Juan Capistrano. Hey, guys, listening to the show. Get me excited to go tuna fishing. He's asking about your history, which we went over earlier in the show. But he said, I'd love to know if Brian Woolley has a nickname for you while working on the boats at Dana Wharf.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have skinny legs. He used to call me Legs.
Legs.
Yeah, exactly.
Legs?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a tall guy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
What would some of your memories of fishing or working at Dana Wharf Sport Fish? Some of your more fond memories?
The sand bass. Remember when we used to catch sand bass in the mud and barracuda and yellowtail?
Yeah.
That was crazy fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd run down there and catch like 300 sand bass, 100 barracuda, 50 crazy. Yellowtail. Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
That was coming back this last season.
Clemente. Yeah, Clemente, yeah.
Yeah, the sand bass started coming back strong this last year.
Yeah, so that was super cool to see that. I saw like the tail end of it, I think. Yeah. You know?
So do you miss that half, three-quarter day kind of to run or versus doing the offshore?
No, for me, I like fishing tuna, yellowtail, you know, so yeah. Tuna, yeah.
Well, they had, San Diego went out yesterday, right?
Yeah.
To the islands, they got some
50 yellowtail. Yeah, 50 yellowtail.
Yeah, 50?
Yeah, 50.
Good sign, know that.
Yeah, he's out there again today.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Yeah, he's got a very, really good sign.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. And I know he's going to be running every day.
Yeah, he's scheduled every single day.
Yeah, and actually Ryan Booger is running the boat right now because Matt's on a trip over there in the Seychelles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Get to get out on the water and go get his autograph, right? You got the man.
Yeah. So Brian in San Diego says, great show. Aliar is a master at finding fish. Curious what tactics and techniques he uses for both electronics and visuals to help find the schools.
Well, the good thing about the sonar is it's audio, so I never have to stare at it. So I can glass if we're daytime fishing, I'm always looking through the binoculars. I don't need to stare at the sonar. I'm listening to the sonar, looking with my eyes, and I just, you know, we have crew that work hard and they look too. So usually I have two guys up top in the bucket helping me, and that's pretty much it for the binocular end. You're always glassing in daytime, and then nighttime we're just moving the tilt up and down. You're always adapting to the fish. I'm always messing with the electronics.
Yeah, so when you say it's an audio thing, it's like a chirp or something on the.
I don't know how to describe how it's just a knock, and you're listening for the pitch to change.
Yeah, then when you start to hear something, you pull your binoculars down and look at the screen.
Yeah, the screen's right next to me, so I can reverse the sonar right next to me, and then I'll reverse it, see what it is, see how much fish it is, if I want to keep tracking it or I want to keep just blow by it. Yeah.
You're hearing this?
That's what I'm hearing. Yeah,
that's what it is. And then, so when you see something, how far out is it usually?
With my eyes or the sonar?
The sonar.
It depends what I'm fishing for. Bluefin are traditionally bigger schools, so I usually fish the sonar like between 400 and 550 feet. And then if you're fishing structure for yellowtail, we're fishing anywhere from 150 feet to 350 feet. So longer is not always better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you gotta find where the fish want to be. But if you try to put your sonar at 1,000 feet, it's going to take about a minute to come across. You're going to drive past a lot of fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the farther you go out on our searchlight sonars, the slower it is.
Yeah.
So you want to find a happy medium, you know.
And so you're just right in between. What about yellowfin? Can you see them further out?
There's obviously giant schools of yellowfin, but when they get local, I still fish like 350, 450 feet for yellowfin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wahoo?
Wahoo, 400.
400.
Smaller schools, wolf packs, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how big is a school of wahoo?
I'll just see individual fish, like 10 individual fish.
Really?
15 individual. I'm sure some of these guys who have been doing it for a long time have seen screen, like, you know, spread out all across the screen.
Sure.
There's just more traffic, I think, these days, you know.
Yeah.
But daytime, I learned from a young age, the guy driving the boat has to be glassing too. You know, I can't just put two guys up and just sit there and, you know, I have to be looking too.
You have to be looking.
100%. Yeah, through binoculars. Yeah. Yeah.
So how many guys are looking at one time on the
Three.
First frame?
Three. We have five sets of stabies, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's find out what's biting out there. Yosef is standing by.
Yeah, we got the FishDope.com report from the angler realtor, Yosef Hussein. This is our catch report. It's sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out their easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservations today. What's going on, Yosef?
Not too much, guys. Good morning.
Good morning. You still have a voice, even though you're at the show every day in the BD Outdoors and Fish Dope booth.
Surprisingly, I've been yelling $10 t-shirts for the past 3 days.
$10 t-shirts?
I still have a voice.
Wow.
Shockingly. Yeah, we've got $10 t-shirts this year. We cut the price in half just to get more on people's backs. So
wow, that's pretty good.
If you're coming to the show, come by. Shirt and a hat for $20. So
shirt and a hat for $20.
Wow.
Wow. And that's a BD Outdoors shirt and hat?
Yeah, in our normal BD Outdoor shirts. We've got three different designs. We just minimized the colors this year so we could give everybody a deal.
Wow.
But come load up.
Phenomenal deal.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got it. Well, guys, the fishing is picking up. Up in the Santa Cruz Island area, we had some bonita show up this last week on Yellow Banks. They were only around for a couple days. They are gone, MIA as of right now. But good signs. There still is some good fishing outside Santa Monica Bay on the artificial reefs for sand bass and calicos. The big news is coming from Danny. First thing is the Del Mar out of Marina Del Rey found a woman a mile offshore screaming for help.
What?
And pulled her out of the water.
Oh, my gosh. So, wow.
Yeah, those guys.
Just floating with a life preserver or something?
Floating out there. That's what Danny said.
Wow.
Yeah, so thankful to those guys for saving that woman's life.
No kidding. Unbelievable.
Wow. Yep. Crazy. Top fishing story right now, though, guys, is the yellowtailer here. They are at the islands. The San Diego scored 50 yesterday.
Sweet!
And the producer got 12, so it's coming. There was also lots of local yellowtail catches reported as well. All the yellowtail were caught on yo-yo. Scrambled egg was the hot iron. We got reports of yellows in all kinds of areas, too. They're running the ridge down there at SKR, and then they're in the deep water from the rock pile to Rosarita Flats.
Nice.
Most of these squid were plugged, or I'm sorry, most of these yellows were plugged with squid as well, but it should be shaping up here soon, guys. The islands should start going off and the rock pile. All the normal spring stuff might be popping a little early this year.
Gotta love it.
Yeah, awesome. And that's all I got for you guys.
That's pretty good. And you'll be back in the BD Outdoors Fish Dope booth today?
Yeah, I'll be there all day. Going to have breakfast with the kids here that came up to hang out. So I'll be in there. Little guys will be in there with me.
Oh,
and,
fantastic. Talking real estate and
by,
fishing, right?
All of it.
Yeah.
I'm there.
What's new in the real estate?
Sell you a t-shirt and sell you a house. It's busy, man. Things are moving. You know, the rates have been bumping up and down. They finally floated down a little bit last week. But it's, you know, we're going to have a good, really good season here for state. And we should see those prices start picking back up and moving again.
Yeah, definitely. Well, so, how do we get a hold of you if we want the best in real estate?
You can get me on my cell phone, 619-277-2169. You can also get me on social media at The Angler's Realtor. You can also get a free home evaluation at SoCalHomeEval.com. And I sell anything. If you have a really bad house in really bad shape, we still take it. I can sell the things.
All right. Don't give it to the guys that rip you off, right? Let Joseph say.
Exactly. Those guys on TV are predators. Call me.
Yeah. All right, Joseph. Thanks a lot for the report. Great news. Yellowtail is here. And I'll bet next weekend you're going to be talking about the player spring catching bluefin.
Most likely.
Yeah.
It's coming.
All right. Thanks, Joseph. We'll see you at the show, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right.
Hey, and with that, that's the fishdope.com report from the Angler's Realtor. And don't forget, go to fishdope.com and use hookup now, lowercase, no space, to get your special on a subscription. Hey, and that report was sponsored by Gamakatsu. Hey, Gamakatsu has show deals for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks and get one free. Purchase $25 of Gamakatsu products at the show and get a free pocket utility case. Purchase $50 and Gamakatsu products at the show, and you'll receive a free Gamakatsu everyday carry knife worth almost $100. And there are nice knives.
They're really nice knives. You're just buying $50 worth of Gamakatsu products.
For $50, yeah. You're going to get a $100 knife?
Yeah.
And then at participating dealers at the show, while supplies last, get there early. It's going to be another spectacular day at the show.
No question about that, and lots of good stuff. I have a question, Aliar, about fuel. Everybody knows. You drive by the gas stations now, gas has gone up like almost $1 a gallon, I think, in the last week, something like that, with all that's going on in the Middle East. What's going to happen as far as fuel for you guys?
Frank and I haven't even talked about it yet. I'm sure we will. We'll see what happens. We try our best not to do a fuel surcharge.
Yeah.
I don't think we did one last year, so we really try our best. But I think if it goes up over $4.50 or something, $4 a gallon, we have to.
Yeah.
But that
was how you budgeted it?
Yeah, when we did it a couple years ago. Yeah, it was budgeted on a rate. We'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
We try our best not to,
just
though.
Have to wait and see.
Yep.
Yeah, we don't know. The fuel prices could turn around. If things get settled in the Middle East, which certainly we hope so. Things come down quickly. Could go – well, they don't come down as quickly as they go up.
Yeah.
You know that
state.
Story,
not
right? Yeah. But, I mean, hopefully it won't be lasting long.
So as you can hear, we're having a great show. Lots of catch reports, texts, and calls. Hopefully the lines are coming back up right now. Hey, we're with Captain Aliar from the Player Supreme on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff, and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too, for both freshwater and saltwater tackle. ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
Experience the magic of Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada, at Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. Hi, I'm Valerie Hopebridge. 25 years ago, I fell in love with these incredible islands, breathtaking scenery and wildlife, warm community, and truly phenomenal fishing. That passion inspired me to open my own fishing lodge. Just steps away from the Sandspit Harbor at Haida Gwaii Safaris, you will be fishing pristine, unpressured waters for Chinook salmon, halibut, John Lincott, and more. Plus, be surrounded by untouched beauty and wildlife. All of us at Haida Gwaii Safaris have exciting news. We now have our own charter flight to and from Sandspit out of Vancouver, making your trip easier than ever. We pride ourselves on creating unforgettable adventures that turn the first-time guests into longtime friends. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please call 1-877-815-2892 or visit us at qcsafaris.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Haida Gwaii Safaris, where unforgettable memories are made one catch at a time.
It's truck month at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year on Ford trucks are happening now. From Pro Power Onboard to Blue Cruise Tech and the Ford Security Package, Ford's award-winning truck lineup is built with the power and utility to help you take on whatever life throws your way. From F-Series, America's best-selling truck, to the Ford Maverick and the Ford Ranger, built to take you everywhere from work to play. Check out the entire lineup of Ford trucks and take a test drive today. Go to your local San Diego County Ford dealers today.
Get ready for the most exciting sports show of the year, the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show, presented by GEICO. Now two great dates and locations. First, the Giants' 16th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, March 5th through the 8th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Then, the first annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show, San Diego, March 19th through the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts, taking up the huge fairgrounds at both locations, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Seminars featuring some of the top names in the industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, freshwater bass, trout, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. Thursday, March 5th to Sunday, March 8th at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa, and in San Diego, March 19th to the 22nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by GEICO. Check sportfishingfestival.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, we're going to try the phones again. It looks like we got some calls coming in. Let's try Mike. Mike in Solana Beach. Are you there, Mike?
I am here.
Gotcha.
Yes.
All right.
All right. That's what I like to hear. All right. Well, good morning, gentlemen. I'm more than happy to hear Aliar speaking today, as I do have, they call it no balls, no falls. So I will be there for March 13th.
Oh, that sounds great. The weather looks good. So, yeah. We'll see what happens. Fingers crossed.
Thank you. Yeah, I just can't wait. And, hey, Aliar, what size do you have any idea what size hook should we be bringing, or just bring the whole garage with me.
I would. I would just bring anything from like a size 4 small circle hook if we see small fish all the way to like a 3.0. I think you'll be covered in that sense.
Circle over J.
Okay.
Yeah, you could bring some small J hooks. I mean, I have a bunch of those small must-haves on the boat if we need to go that way, but we just got to see what kind of fish we're fishing for, what we see, you know.
Yeah. So. And again, you have all the tackle, all the lures, all the hooks that anybody would need on the boat.
Yeah, you could walk on the boat with no tackle box, and we have a tackle store on the boat. We'll take care of you. So.
What about like fluorocarbon?
Everything, everything. Yeah. Just like a tackle shop. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, just like a tackle shop.
Full service.
Yeah.
Well, Aliar wants you to catch fish.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Yeah, the key, yeah.
You want to get on the boat.
Yeah.
You don't have it. They're going to make sure you have it.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's great.
So let's talk about your fish handling on the boat. How do you guys?
That's great. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. Again, 833-288-0973. Good luck on your trip. Fish handling.
Yeah.
So I like what we do. We flood our wells like most of the big boats. So we submerge all the fish in water. We bring it down to 32 degrees. Your fish comes on the boat. We spike it. We bleed it. We gill if it's over 20 pounds, we gill and gut it. And we put it right in the well, so we take really good care of it. Yeah, we flush it out. It's a really nice product that comes off the boat.
And then the processors, like Fisherman's Processing, meet you.
Everybody, yeah. Five-star Fisherman's, Mario's. We put these little barcodes up. Five-star gave us the other day, so Drew said you could take a picture, scan the barcode on your phone while we're out there with our Starlink, and you can make a reservation right there on your phone.
That sounds
very good.
Yep.
Very cool.
Well, let's jump back in the phones.
Yeah, let's jump in. We got Mike and Torrance. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's good to see you at the show yesterday, Aliar. I want to thank you for all the hard work that you put in on taking us fishing on the Pacifica and then on your own boat, the Polaris Supreme. It's such a wonderful adventure to go out and fish hard all night and put them on the deck and take them home. So just have a great season. I'll see you real soon, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Sounds good. Good seeing you yesterday, too.
All right, Mike, thanks. And thanks for hanging in and be patient with the phones, too. Thanks to Jeff Hamby in the studio and engineer at the Fan Studios for finally getting us back up. So now that the phones are back up, you have a chance to win that $250 gift certificate, not only by text, by the phone, too, and also the two tickets to the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Festival.
Yeah, and that number is 833-288-0973.
Yeah, and you have another great text.
Yeah, Aaron from Santa Barbara. Hey, what are some of the biggest mistakes you see passengers make that keep them from being successful on bluefin?
Ooh, that's a good question. Daytime, it's fishing the wrong tackle. Like if we're on small fish, they're trying to fish 50 or 60 pound, not changing their baits. You know, you got to remember if you're sliding into a school and there's fish boiling up and you've been in the water for more than 30 seconds, they have already seen your bait. They don't like it. Something's different about it. So wind up and change your baits. That's really important for daytime fishing. Nighttime fishing is not keeping your line vertical. Wrong jig size, not keeping your line vertical, I'd say.
Yeah.
Or not paying attention, just missing bites, you know. If people are getting bites, try to pay attention to those people that are getting bites, see what lure they're fishing with, see what their technique is. It's really important.
Swinging with a circle.
Yeah, yeah.
Wind down. Even with the jigs, you
said,
right?
No setting the hook. Wind through the bite, yep.
Yeah. You're talking about jigs, bait, everything. What's your preferred way to bait a sardine?
I like to do, I guess it's called, I don't even know the right way, is it throat hook? Up there by the two fins under the, you know what I'm talking about? So that one goes down really good. Or belly hook.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like to do.
Side versus the nose?
Yeah. The only time.
Or the collar?
Yeah, it's all personal preference. I mean, you could do that. But the only time I nose hook a bait is when I'm trying to, like, cast it far. You know, it's a good hard spot, you know? Like, if we're fishing the ridge and there's skipjack up against the hull of the boat and you want to get past the skipjack, I'll nose hook a bait so I can wing it way out there.
Yeah.
What's your best advice on people trying to master the technique of a sinker rig?
Of a sinker rig? Pay attention to dropping it down. You get a lot of bites if you're winding it up. Wind it up nice and slow. That way, I think you got to nose hook your bait. I've seen a couple guys shoulder hook it, but if you try to butt hook your bait, or it just rips out, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're dragging the bait down.
Yeah, we see a lot of people dropping too fast with a sinker rig. It gets tangled up.
Put a little pressure on it.
Yep.
Do you fish a sinker rig at night?
We've caught, like, a couple of years ago, we caught a few fish on them, but most of the time we don't. I'm sure you could catch fish on them. We haven't done it. I'm sure somebody's done it and caught fish on it.
Yeah.
But we just do.
The jig is much more effective.
I mean, I've just never, I don't want to say something that I've just never done it before, you know.
Sure.
Just done the jigs.
I get it, yeah. Hey, Scott calling us says, listen to the show and on the drive back from the mountains. Love to hear the reports from the islands. Was curious on all your opinion on a good all-around setup for offshore this season. I have a torium for all local stuff like calicos and yellows and a tranks for casting. I was thinking about getting another setup for larger fish, maybe something like a Talica 10 or 16. Your opinion?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, if you're looking for a setup for just daytime fishing, that Talica 10 or 16 is a good option. If you're fishing big fish, that 16 is kind of marginal. Like if we're fishing 200 pounders a night, 150 pounders, you could for sure catch a fish on a Talica 16, but I think you're much better off with a 20.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nighttime fishing or big fish daytime even.
Yeah.
Sinker rig fishing.
Yeah, the 20s. We've caught them on the 16, so I know it works, but I think 20 or 25 is definitely better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Speedmaster. I think they make the 20-25 Speedmaster.
Yes, they mm-hmm. do. Yeah. Rod wise, you know, we talked about it, that new CalStar that we gave away mm-hmm. that is kind of an almost an all around rod where you could use it for jigging because mm-hmm. it's got a softer tip, or you can use it as a rail rod too.
Yeah.
Which is real nice. What's your opinion on the rail?
Yeah, it's your friend for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should not be like pumping 150-pound fish. We put it on the rail, put it in low gear, and just save your energy. You know what I mean? Take it easy. Breathe through your nose. Just take it easy. That's the big thing.
The jigging setups mm-hmm. that people are using.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I saw somebody land 150, 200-pound bluefin on a jigging setup, I had wanted nothing to do with that. It just looks, for an old guy like me, it just like,
yeah.
that's challenging. I'd call it kind of more an advance. I mean, there's guys that do it very effectively.
Oh, yeah.
That are very, very good at it.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to catch a fish. Give us your thoughts on that.
Yeah, there's some guys that are really good at it. Like, they don't even let the fish get its head down. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you know Jano.
Uh-huh.
He does custom rods and stuff. He's a really good fisherman. He hooked a fish. I was looking out the window upstairs. He hooked a fish. It was like a 180-pounder. It's like 4 years ago. And by the time I walked down, he had the fish of color. Mm-hmm. He never even let the fish get its head down.
Right.
He just went turning the handle the whole time, you know, pointing the rod at the fish.
With, like, zero drag.
Like, insane. I was like, we were afraid to gaff the fish. It came up
so hot.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, James, Mike, those guys from West Coast Jiggers, they're good.
They're tough, though. I mean, that's...
They have a very good idea of how to use that rod and reel. For an average angler, it's hard to control a fish with that shorter rod, you know what I mean?
Right.
A rail's a much better way to go, like with a rail rod, light rail rod that you're comfortable, because it's hard to control a fish with that, you know what I mean? Especially if you're going under the boat. Like, those guys are very good at what they do.
Yeah.
So I don't want to steer anybody away from it. They still work very good, but just come on the boat, talk to the crew, because all the crew fishes those rods too. They're amazing fishermen with them. Yeah. So just talk to the crew, get some points, tips from them. If they ask you for your rod, hand them your rod. You know, they're trying to keep you away from the prop, the rudders, the sonar dome. So
other
just
people.
Exactly. So just come on the boat if you have that rod and just ask for help. Don't be shy.
You got to talk to them, because if you're jigging that and you get hooked and you're bringing it in, those fish are hot. They're green. And they have to be ready for it.
Yeah. And you got to have the right reel for it, too, right? It's
yes.
not just the rod. It's got to have one of those powerful jigging reels.
Well,
I'll see a jigger or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, there's guys that use the Talicas. They put a jigging handle on it.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, for sure. But for me, like, you can't. So when you're speed jigging the lure up, you can't do that on a rail. That's what I see a lot. Guys coming out with like a rail rod and a Talica 20, and they try to copy the guys with a jigging rod. Two different things. You know what I mean? You're almost hurting yourself when you're doing that.
Uh-huh.
It's not meant for that. That rod isn't meant for that. So Monster Game makes a really good reel. Maxell makes a good reel. The Osha Jigger is a good reel. For me personally, I like the lever drag reels. Those Monster Games they're expensive, but they're worth it, you know? Very good reel.
What is the technique that's making it so effective? What are they doing that works so well?
You know, I think they're just fishy people in general. You know, like, they're good fishermen. You know what I mean? So they have an idea.
Is it the action that the rod is imparting?
I'm sure, 100%. You know, a lot of these guys that are good too, they mix it up. They'll jig fast. They'll start jigging slow. They'll drop fast. They'll drop slow. So they're just good fishermen in general.
Uh-huh.
And then if something's not working, they're changing it, especially in the daytime. They're changing their lures. They're changing their leader. You know, they're always changing something. They're trying to get a bite. You know, they're not just tying one thing on and fishing that the whole 3-day trip.
You were talking,
unless it's working really good.
You were talking earlier in the show about how many people are missing bites when they're dropping down.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Those guys don't miss very many bites.
Well, because the rod's more sensitive, right?
And they're just paying attention.
Yeah,
you know?
They're paying attention. It's like there's no give on those. I mean, it's basically, they're not super stiff rods, are they?
No.
So there's a lot of sensitivity to the rod.
There's so many different ones. I'm sure there's some that I haven't even seen yet. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But there's all sorts of different ones. There's all sorts of different reels. I'm sure there's lots of reels that I don't even know about from Japan. You know what I mean? So
are they fishing the same 200-pound leader, 100-pound leaders, that kind of thing?
I have no. They go in different, I think, line, right? In Japan, it's different.
Yeah.
Well, everything's in the PE rating, right?
Yeah.
But internationally, it's PE rating, which is like a PE4, is 40-pound-ish, you know. And so even the rods are even PE rated.
Yeah.
I had to figure that one out when I was traveling.
If it's something you want to do, like I would go to the show today and I would go to the West Coast Jiggers booth. Those guys are amazing fishermen. They're all very, very good.
Well-versed and all that.
Oh, they're the best, some of the best at it. So I'd go, there's a lot of good guys there right now that you could go talk to, you know, firsthand.
What percentage of people come aboard the Polaris Supreme that are really capable of doing that type of
thing?
Like what percentage of your anglers are really capable of doing that type of nighttime jigging?
If I'm being very honest, probably like 15%.
15%. It's tough.
Yeah, and we don't, you know, it doesn't affect us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, we've never, like, left the dock and been like, we're not going to go fish nighttime bluefin because these people can't do it. We have all the gear on the boat to do it, but we're definitely seeing more and more people come out with the nighttime, the speed.
It's a new challenge.
Yeah. And a lot of people are interested in it, so we're seeing more and more. So hopefully this year we'll see some more. You know, we'll help them along the way.
I would imagine.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, it's a developing science, shall we say, right?
Yeah. I mean, those guys from West Coast Triggers, they've been doing it since I had the Supreme, so they've been doing it at least for 5 years. And I remember they came out on the Pacifica, and they had the jigs, you know. They've been doing it for sure.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, that's what I use when I drop down.
Do you?
Yeah, it's fun.
It's just more fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah.
I like being an active participant in fishing.
You're active when you do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Especially you hook a big one.
Yeah.
It's so much fun when you get hit, though. I mean, because you're constantly hitting it and going up and down and winding, and you're trying to figure out how to get that reaction to go. It's a reaction bite 100%. And when they hit hard.
Yeah.
And then that technique of driving it, how to get it to the boat so quick so that they don't have that chance to run on you.
Yeah.
Because once they run on you, you're kind of done on that rod and reel setup. Yeah. It's hard to turn them back.
Yeah, those guys they fish no drag. It's insane.
That's right.
It's true, too. It's insane. Yeah. Like, they'll hand me the rod, and I'm walking around, and almost rips it. They're fishing no drag.
What?
Yeah.
You can't. For the average angler, don't start with that. You know what I mean? You got to work your way up.
Well, like
that.
You'll see a jigger, you can put it on lockdown, basically with zero drag.
Yeah.
You just flip a button and push the button.
Yeah.
There's no drag.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is you just want to keep the fish headed towards you, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're fishing. Yeah, exactly. They're not pumping the rod. They're like just pointing the rod in, getting cranked.
You're not going to break 100-pound test.
I mean,
I'm sure. Very difficult.
Yeah.
If there's anything faulty, it will find you.
Yeah. They're pulling hard, really hard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Wayne, you have another good one, huh?
Yeah, we got Gary from Huntington Beach. He says, great show. I have a trip on the boat on May 15th. What size fish can I expect that time of year? Look forward to fishing with you for the first time.
So every year is different. The last 2 years in May, we've seen a lot of 100-pound fish. Like, I'd say that's the stock fish we were catching this year in May. And it was good fishing on them. Nice fish, 120-pound fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. You've been running the Polaris Supreme for now 4 years?
This will be our sixth
year. This will be your sixth year already?
Yeah, it's going,
time flies.
Yeah, it's going fast.
Every year is totally different, right?
Yeah. So, like, what I'm telling you right now, who knows what the best jig's going to be this year?
Right.
Maybe all the fish are going to be super deep and we're fishing sinker. Like, who knows? You know, we don't know until we go out there and see what's going on.
Yeah. Now, that fish that they were catching in the early winter this year, or in January, December, it was big fish, right?
Big fish in daytime. They lose track of it at night. I don't know if that's because there wasn't much coverage or the fish would just go down super, super deep at night.
Yeah.
Who knows? So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about, a lot of people want to know about fish care and fish processing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it different when you're caring for bluefin, yellowfin, wahoo? Yellowtail? Is the care different or is it always the same?
It's always the same.
Yeah.
The only thing that is different is we don't spike the wahoo because of their teeth. We just hit them in the head with a bat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We don't want to get our finger chopped off, so we don't spike the wahoo.
Yeah.
We just hit them in the head with a bat.
Do you do it?
Oh, No, the wahoo, no. We just clip a gill.
They're just too, just too thin.
Yeah, we just clip a gill for that. Same with the yellowtail. We don't gill and gut the yellowtail. We spike and bleed those.
Spike and bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no matter what size they are.
Yeah, no matter. If it's a sculpin or 300 pounds, you know, we're bleeding it. You know,
yeah.
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 So for the listeners that are out there that are looking to get on to a 2-day, 3-day, they've never really done it. They've been doing maybe some half and three-quarter day. What are some of the things that you can give them as pointers as a newer fisherman into this kind of a offshore environment?
Mm-hmm. You're definitely ready for it. If you think you're not ready for it, we take a lot of first-timers out and just come on the boat and just listen to the crew. That's the big thing. They're out there. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you really can't beat their experience. Those kids all on there. The boat runs 280 days out of the year. I mean, it's really hard to beat that. You know, it's almost a boat that runs year-round. So ask the crew for help, and we'll take care of you.
And don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, don't be afraid. They're all good people. They want to help you out, and you got a lot of travel usually, even on these shorter trips. You know, sometimes we're fishing 80, 90 miles. You got 9 hours of time to talk to the crew, you know.
What about drag settings?
Yeah, I would say for anything with the crew, hooking a bait, you can grab them. They'll take you to the bait tank, do a one-on-one seminar with you, drag, lure, crimping, whatever you need, we take care of you, you know.
I've been fishing a lot, but I always let the deckhands or the captain check my drag.
Yeah, they set my rods up.
Yeah.
I'm talking to the boat. I mean, I'm like, can you set
that
up
for
me? Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Those kids are very fishy
on
there.
Hey, is this enough drag? Do I have no? Let's give it a little more. Let's give it a little less.
Yeah.
Know, whatever. Yeah. Let them set your drags.
Every
real
combo changes it.
Yeah.
You have to check them.
If
you're on a trip, you need to check them.
If you're on a multi-day trip,
mm-hmm.
drags can change. You should check it every day.
Oh, 100%. Every fish, you know what I mean?
Every fish.
Yeah, yeah. If we're fishing like 100-pound fish, for sure, every fish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Check it.
Yeah, just check it.
And it's in the deckhand, say, hey, check it. Am I still good?
A knot, a crimp, just say, hey, check this out real quick. You know what I mean?
What's the biggest thing that you see against fishermen when it comes to drag? Too much drag or too little drag?
For fishing bigger fish, too little.
Too little.
They're so afraid of losing that fish. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's almost they lose it because they're pulling on it for so long.
Yeah.
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 So do you see people make the mistake of tightening their drags right at the boat and popping a fish?
Well, we're fishing daytime for some time, but sometimes it's like, all right, dude, you're going to lose it either way. We're either going to let's try to get it right now, or you're just taking so long, you're getting no line back. We're going to lose it for sure that way, so let's try to button it up and catch the fish.
Yeah.
But nighttime, we're fishing some heavy gear.
So
if we're fishing like big fish, you're fishing a Talica 20, 200-pound leader, you can pull.
Yeah.
You know, and you're fishing big old hooks that you don't really pull hooks too much, you know. It happens, but not too much.
It's really hard to break 60, 80, 100-pound test.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. Try it sometimes. If you doubt what I'm saying, go hook a bumper and try and break 60, right? It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And then you think about 100-pound.
You could be walking away from it and trying to pull it and using your legs, and you can't break it.
Yeah, it's strong.
Yeah.
It's strong. Mm-hmm. So
what advice do you give to a new angler that's never caught a bluefin when the fish is coming to the boat and you're getting ready to gaff it? What advice do you give them on how to lay that fish out to help you out to get that fish on board?
We just tell them just keep winding. Don't walk back. Don't worry about the fish right now. Just keep winding. When it's big, big fish, and for the most part, I mean, once you get good fishermen on there, they do it themselves. But we just put the rod on the reel. We help them get line on the reel. You know, we just help them out.
Wow. So you're talking about gaffing hot fish, those guys that wind them that are really good at it and they come to the boat. What happens when you hook, when you gaff a hot fish?
We try to gaff them in the belly because then you flip them upside down, but it is gnarly when you get them in that. Like, some people are crazy about headshots, but you can rip gaffs out of your hand. We've had people, Julian fell in the water 2 years ago.
Really?
He was trying to hold on, you know, flew over. Yeah, so it's
at night, that's not good.
No, they're hot. So the belly, you just kind of get them upside down, they calm down. But you got to remember, when you have 15 big fish going, there's multiple fish coming up at color at one time.
Yeah.
You only have four crew members, four or five, you know. So we're not like, okay, let's get them in the head. We got to save your meat. We're just trying to get everybody's fish on the boat at that point, you know.
Yeah, people don't understand.
They don't get
the fish over, they calm down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow, as you can hear, that was a quick 2 hours on the radio there. We're with Aliarp on the Player Supreme. When we come back, we're going to find out who won that $250 gift card on the Player Supreme and the 2 days on two people to the Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show in San Diego. When we come back, you're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97 through the Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rockhod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear, literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me, book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
The PCS show will be coming to Del Mar, and we will have an enormous booth. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out when you walk into the first building at the show. We saved our most incredible and exclusive deals for our hometown show. Deals never before seen. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale, with a ton of high-quality saltwater products that no one else will have. For saltwater tackle at the PCS Del Mar Show, your best stop is at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Booth.
Seasoned long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Adding a fish finder to my fishing kayak completely changed the way I fish. I'm Logan from Fastlane Kayaks, and I've been fishing from a Hobie kayak for over 4 years now. For about half that time, I was fishing without a fish finder. And trust me, it's called fishing blind for a reason. But don't just take my word for it. Here at Fastlane Kayaks, we've been installing and using fish finders on Hobie kayaks for over 25 years. Over all that time, we've done our fair share of trial and error to find the best mounts and methods for rigging a kayak. So instead of trying to learn 25 years of experience through endless YouTube videos, just drop your kayak off at Fastlane. Every Fastlane install is clean, user-friendly, and built to last in real saltwater conditions. One way we do that is by housing all the fuses and electrical connections inside a small waterproof case. Keeps everything protected, organized, and easy to access. Whether you're looking to add a fish finder, install a motor, or upgrade into a brand new fishing kayak, come by Fastlane Sailing and Kayaking in Mission Bay, or give us a call at 619-222-0766.
Shimano makes the finest fishing reels on the market, but they are always striving to make the best even better. Introducing the new Tranx 400B reel. This powerhouse low-profile bait casting reel is built for throwing big baits at the toughest fish that swim. Core solid and Hogany body technologies deliver unmatched rigidity and flex-free cranking, ideal for heavy loads. SVS Infinity MD Tune Braking offers precise control for casting heavy baits. X-Ship boosts gear durability and casting distance, while a Cross Carbon Drag ensures smooth, reliable performance. Versatile across salt and freshwater applications, the redesigned Tranx 400B is a vital tool in the pursuit of trophies. If you're looking to take your bait casting reel to the next level, check out the all-new Tranx 400B at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, we're right all there. Right. We're going to flip the coin.
Go ahead, Aliar.
And it is...
It's a caller.
Caller.
Yeah.
Caller, we're going to have Mike from Solana Beach. Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah, we didn't have a lot of calls today, but we got Mike up through, and he is the winner of the $250 gift certificate on the Player Supreme, as well as two tickets to the Del Mar PCS show, March 19th to the 22nd. Aliar, great job. Thanks for coming
Thank you very much.
And waking up on the time change, I know, is always a challenge, and we appreciate that to everybody out there, too. If somebody wants to ride aboard the Player Supreme, especially a trip this Friday, if you want to go, light load, go catch your first bluefin of the year.
Yeah, right? Give Lindsay a call or go on go on playerswing.com. Our full schedule's up.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for coming in. Appreciate that very much. And don't forget to see us up at the show today. You'll be there in the Seaforth Sport Fishing booth. We'll be in the Let's Talk Hookup booth. Come by, donate to Rollo, buy some tickets, win some great prizes there. And we'll be back next Saturday. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay. Next Sunday, Mike Vaughn and Bill DePeace from Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Show in Del Mar. Thanks for listening today. Thanks to Jeff in the fan studio, and we'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.